Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, my friends, to another recording session of Freedom Law School's Weekly Freedom Hour. And I am very happy to be able to present you a simple 7-step plan to live free of IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. It is so simple, folks. I'm just so delighted that after all these years, it's been 30 years, folks, since I've been at this work exposing IRS criminality, violating you and your rights. Now I can put this simple 7 steps together for you. So what you will see now is it's going to be a short version of the introduction where I will take between 5 to 10 minutes to give an overview. I will direct people to the longer video because this video will be on the top of Freedom Law School's website at livefreenow.org. Top of the first page. You will see this. So the short version will be up there. I will talk a little bit afterwards. Then I'm going to do a continuation, which will be part of the longer version, go a little bit more deeper for some people who want to keep watching it and go there, or they can click on those links directly to do that. Maybe I might not do a long version at all. Maybe I'll do one version because there really is not too much. I think I might just do a short version because that's all it needs. One version will do the job. Okay. Everything looks good. Ready to get started? Okay. Let's do it. Yeah, let's start counting. Start down.
Zeroed out. Start you in 3, 2, 1.
Oh, forgot about the book. Sorry. I just can't put it down, guys. I love the cover of this book. Federal Mafia by Urban Schiff is a classic. Okay, so I got to start with this thing, okay? It makes me laugh every time I think about it. Thank you, Urban. Let's do it.
Starting you zeroed out, right?
Yep.
Starting you in 3, 2, 1.
Hello, my friend. I am Peyman Motahede, the president of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. And I'm so excited to share with you the 7 steps that you want to take to live free of IRS deception, robbery, and slavery right now. Okay? Follow along. It's very easy. Go to livefreenow.org, Freedom Law School's website. That is your step one. Go there to Freedom Law School's website at livefreenow.org. And as you will see, the 7 steps are here outlined below for you. Step one is based on U.S. government's official websites. There is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. I know that is a very bold claim, but folks, you can see the proof for yourself in this 10-minute video. You can listen to it in your car as you go to and from work or watch it during lunch or dinner, folks. And that will be the start of your journey of freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery now. So watch this short video. This short video, folks, will put you on a short list of Automatically, with five other very short videos, 35 minutes long. Most of these videos will have a more detailed video in the description below of the video, or a card picture will come up on the video to click on for the longer version. But you want to verify this for yourself as much as you want to. So that is step one, to know what I'm telling you. It is true that really you are not required to file income tax unless you are a U.S. citizen, which means by tax law, a citizen or resident of Washington, D.C., or federal government worker, and that's why you've got to file income tax. Because by law, as you see, those are the only people required to file income tax. Citizens and residents of the District of Columbia, Washington, D.C., those are U.S., United States, in a 1040 tax form, it talks about. And federal government workers are the only other groups that have to, by law, file and pay income tax. Therefore, you don't. Let's go now to step two. Step two automatically is, I know what you're thinking. You think that filing a 1040 income tax confession trap, because it is a confession trap, folks, is the safest, smartest way to keep the IRS from hurting you, right? That is what the average person tells me. Pay mom, I don't care what you say, I'm going to file my tax returns anyway because I don't want to get into trouble with the IRS. That's what you're thinking? Well, guess what, my friend? It's the opposite. 180 degrees opposite. You put the 1040 income tax confession noose strap around your neck. You put it on the ball for the IRS to pull. That is what gives IRS all the power against you, because they convince you to do the very thing enslaves you. It's an act of self-enslavement. I put the chain around my neck, 1040 income tax confession trap, signed under oath, penalty of perjury. I can go to prison for 9 years, and they give it to the IRS to pull on it. I know that sounds hard to believe. This cartoon tells it all. All you have to do is click on the cartoon below and find the hidden truth that was kept from you and was always there. Now, let's go to step three. Now, you're probably thinking that the IRS is the most powerful government agency in America, that can empty your bank accounts and steal your money if you do not file income tax confession trap forms, right? Of course, that's what you're thinking. Well, guess what? That is a big lie, deception again. Two former IRS commissioners, folks, heads of the IRS called Fred Goldberg and Charles Rosati, prove in this quote I'll give you from an article from Bloomberg 2021 that the IRS is 99% bluff. And the IRS is absolutely relying on you to voluntarily agreeing to be a tax slave by filing a 1040 income tax confession trap forms and admit you owe the IRS money. And here's the exact word quote from these heads of the IRS. What's critical here is that substantially all of the revenue increase of the IRS does not come from IRS audits. It comes from taxpayers getting it right when they file their returns. Yes. When you put the rope around your neck and you confess that you owe the IRS money. I know that sounds amazing to you folks, but again, to really deprogram yourself of the lies and realize that IRS truly is mostly bluff, all you have to do is click on this cartoon here. And you're going to get the proof and more details on this for yourself. Now let's go to step four, okay? Myself Paimon, the founder of Freedom Law School, has not filed or paid any U.S. income taxes since 1993. The IRS knows this fact very well. The IRS has never attempted to indict or put Paimon, me, in prison for not having filed or paid any U.S. income taxes for almost 30 years. The question you have to ask for yourself is, why? Why am I not in prison? I've openly not filed and paid any income tax for 29 years, and I've been telling all Americans that are willing to listen, you don't, and you shouldn't either, because you have no legal, constitutional, ethical, or moral duty to pay this tax to your enemies in the IRS, FBI, CIA, NSA, CDC, all these criminals out there. You don't, okay? So bottom line, the reason I'm free is because if you do it like me, when you equip yourself with knowledge and be prepared, like I gained knowledge and prepared myself, the IRS is easy to beat. I have done so, and so can you, my friends. Yes, what you need to do is click on the image below and see the proof of the above statement for yourself through victories I've beaten the IRS many times. Also, our students have beaten the IRS many times. Click on this cartoon below and you see a proof for yourself. Next three steps are pretty short, folks. Write petitions to U.S. Congress to lawfully and safely free yourself from the IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. All you have to do now is click on the image below to learn more, folks. You don't have to pay tribute to the IRS. They are not your masters. They are not your God. The U.S. government is not your God. They don't own you, folks. If you want to be like these butts, that's your choice, but I want to help you be free if you really want to be free. Here is now step six, our seven-year million-dollar guarantee for you. What it is you lawfully stop filing and paying income tax with our Royal Freedom Package. And Freedom Law School will keep the IRS from levying your money for 7 years, or Freedom Law School will reimburse you up to $1 million for every year that you are a Freedom Law School member. Every year gets a separate $1 million 7 year guarantee. So folks, you don't have to be alone. I'll be there to back you up, folks, all the way. Everything that may be necessary will be done for you. Unlimited consultation, support letter writing, no hourly fees. Just be a member in good standing. Next, last step seven, folks. This is the best part, folks. This is the part that will restore America to freedom for all of us, okay? This is your freedom opportunity, folks. $5,000 cash, maybe crypto, for each American that you free with our Royal Freedom Package Plan. That's right. $5,000 for each American that you're free. And the video, click on that, and it gives you more, the link there, more details, folks. Now, you want more details? You got two options. In this video, in the description below, there's a more longer explanation of these pages. Or just go through the steps 1 through 7. Listen to them as you drive in your car to and from work. Let that smartphone do the job for you. And when you eat, put your smartphone up, listen and watch as you have breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Use that dead time to free yourself. I'm going to go over everything in a little bit more detail, folks. Yeah, keep going. And when I started at the end of that presentation and end of this, minute or two you'll cut out, and then put them together for the longer version. So I think it was only 11 minutes or so. So we're doing good. It wasn't that long. So, folks, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to have on my screen each of those seven, except step one. The other steps, I'm going to give a little, okay, let's see, for example, step four, I think needs a little bit more detail, because step one cannot be done. Step five, definitely want to more detail on that. Yep. Definitely step five needs a little bit more details. Okay. Yep. Yep. Yes, step five especially needs a little bit more detail about this. You know, these petitions, folks, are fantastic, folks. Did you know, by the way, that petition to Congress is what the founding fathers did? Or they had that bloody revolution, they petitioned the government, the King of England, to address the concerns of the American Englishmen colonists that they're being ignored by the King of England. And repeatedly, the King of England just ignored them. No, didn't address it. Yeah, I don't answer to you. And folks, I know we got this similar situation when the congressmen answer to their big money donors out there. But it doesn't mean that we give up. It doesn't mean we give up. We're going to keep trying, folks, and our movement is continually growing. Yes, we are growing by leaps and bounds, folks. Freedom Law School has been busier than ever this year, yes. So you are part of the really a movement to restore America. And here we go. So let's see. Let's get some of this stuff on there for people to see. Okay, so step five, okay, we got that on there. Now step six, I don't think I have to do much with step six, do I? No, step six are pretty simple, seven are pretty simple. So we have the steps on petitions. I'm gonna explain a little bit more on that. That's very precious to me, folks. You know, the petitions to Congress were a very critical part of you being free, because I nailed down exactly who is required to file and pay income tax and who is not. As I said, the only people required to file and pay federal income taxes are citizens or residents of Washington, D.C. Okay? You're not one of them. And you do not get any money as a federal worker of any kind, free as someone in France, Egypt, or Japan. They don't have to pay any U.S. income taxes either. The federal government has no power, no jurisdiction over anybody in France, Egypt, Japan, Florida, Texas, or any of the 50 states. Every state in America as a country of its own. That's why the lockdowns they had over the last 2 years were done by states. Florida had minimal lockdown to stop it. New York and California had serious lockdowns. We still got some of that, you know. Federal government requires on the plane still wear a mask, okay, because they are a separate government and they control commerce between the states. That's why they get to do that with the flights. Okay? By the way, folks, Let's Go Brandon Rally is coming up this weekend. Yes. I'm glad I didn't forget about that, folks. Let's Go Brandon Rally is coming up. Don't miss it, folks. Okay? This is it. Friday night through Monday. Okay? If you can make it in person to Brandon, Florida, great. It's part of Tampa, Florida. in person is best, but if you cannot make it, live stream is available and tickets are still available. We have space still available, folks. Register right away or just come to the door for in person. We got, look at all those great speakers we have, the folks, okay? And yes, it's going to be absolutely amazing weekend. You're going to love being around like-minded people, whole several days of truth, health, and freedom. If you cannot make it, then be sure to get the stream tickets. They're very affordable. Streaming is very affordable. So all of you who are not near Florida, cannot come, don't miss on it. Streaming and record it. Okay. So now we can go ahead and start the second part, which is a long continuation of the first presentation, short one. Get ready. I'm going to get started. Okay. Okay. I'll just wait a few more seconds. Okay, folks, now I'm going to give you a little bit more detail on some of these steps. Okay. You can, of course, skip the rest of this video and go to each of those seven steps. Click on those pages. Click on and read them and click on the videos that are on those pages and listen to them in your car. I know you're stuck in the car or train, metro every day. Use that dead time to free your mind. Just like in the movie Matrix. Remember? Morpheus jumps from one rooftop to one way over there. And what he turns around to tells Neo before jumping, free your mind. So you can do that if you want to. But for those of you who rather watch a little bit more overview, I'm going to give you a little bit more detailed overview now. Now, the first step, folks, there really isn't much more detail on that. You just got to go watch the videos. This is the critical part that you got to know for yourself, that there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file income tax. Watch those videos, listen to them in your car if you need to before you watch them at home during lunch, breakfast, or dinner, okay? Step two, folks, is an important one because many people think that they're doing a safe thing, you know, just keep filing those, you know, 10-point income tax confession traps, but it's not. Let me ask you this. Do you ever think about, even in Florida, that you might get killed by a lightning? No, I don't. And guess what? I live in Florida, and I'm never worried about the lightning ever hitting me. Okay? But guess what? Look at this, folks. Okay? They click on this image. That opens your mind. You will see for yourself this amazing fact. There it is. Okay? You are twice as likely to be struck than to be sent to prison for not filing 1040 tax confession traps. That's how little is the chance of anybody going to prison for not filing. Not filing is a liberating act. Not putting a rope around your neck is a liberating act. So in this page, folks, you got to read this stuff more, see why you sign that piece of paper, 1040 income tax confession form, under penalties of perjury, under oath. You swear that this Internal Revenue Code, the federal tax laws, that neither New York accountant, CPA TurboTax, or HR Block understand, okay, you did it all right when you don't know that for yourself, right? You want to stop putting the rope around your neck. You can go to prison for 9 years for each of these 1040 income tax confession forms you file. And even a federal tax court judge was not able to defend her 1040 income tax confession form. Judge Krupa went to prison for filing 1040 income tax confession form. And you'll see on this page that there were 63 million non-filers, according to the IRS, in 1996. Yes. Now the number's probably 80 million. Yes. And from every three Americans, according to the IRS, about two filed 10 for income tax confession traps, put the rope around their neck, and one out of three doesn't. You want to join that one out of three group to be free. So do this, folks. Watch this videos on this page. Go through this page. And then you're going to go down to step three. Okay? This myth. It's a myth that the IRS is the most powerful agency that can anytime can empty your bank account. If you don't file, not true. Okay? IRS is truly mostly bluff. Okay? And folks, in this page, I read you the key quote from the two IRS commissioners. All you got to do, I got several videos. They're about half hour each that prove IRS is mostly bluff. Call the IRS is bluff and be free of income taxes. Yes. You can get rid of your fear. And why give your power away by letting the IRS bluff you in your filing 1040 income tax confession traps, folks? That's why they're bluffing you. You never realized that, folks. So, and you see these videos on this page. And also, just as important, why the IRS cannot simply steal your stuff if you know how to challenge them. Yes, guess what? Anfield Law School does know how to challenge them. These HR Block, TurboTax, accountants, CPAs are all worthless. And tax attorneys are way too expensive, and many of them are also worthless. I know how to do Anfield Law School right, IRS right, as I've done it. And I'll be able to back you up, folks, because the procedures in here, you've got to know how to do them. And Freedom Law School does. So watch the videos on this page. Then you want to go to step four, folks, okay? Like I talked to you about victories of Freedom Law School, right? I have not filed income tax for a long time. And guess what? These victories are real. This cartoon is real. That is the truth, folks, okay? And to see the proof, you'll see several of these victories. I got more, by the way. I gotta put it on there. I've beaten the IRS time after time. You can click on these plus sign here and see more details. And the document, the proof, and on these blue hyperlinks that you see on these pages. Yes, you can click on those, the hyperlinks in it, and you see documentation proof. This is not just some talk, folks. This is real. Okay, so you see, if I can do it, so can you. And I had nobody like me backing me up, you know, 10, 20 years ago, 25 years ago. You got Freedom Law School behind you, so it's easier for you, my friends. Okay? Now, and then let's go now from step four to step five, writing petitions to Congress to lawfully and safely free yourself from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Yes, this is truly something you want to do because you want to self-educate yourself. Okay, the page on petitions, okay, folks? After the introduction that you see here on the front page, folks, okay, I explain the process with a video here and give you an overview. You see four petitions at the bottom of this page. We might change them to three coming up. We're working on that. You can click on these golden circles. They are the petitions on individual income tax, stop income tax withholding. The other two are right next to them. So let's click on the individual income tax. And you get to, and this is dedicated on how you can lawfully free yourself from filing and paying U.S. individual income taxes. And the petition is right here. Yes. See this green and black thing that goes back and forth? If you open that up, it takes you to sample petition, ready to be made. It's available for free. All of you can and should do this on your own for free. Write all your three congressmen, your two U.S. senators, and your House of Representatives
member.
Fill in the blank forms are there, and these are great educational material for you, yourself. These letters are 100% proof and reproof time, each of them. I'm not exaggerating, okay? Everything is quoted exactly from government's own official legal websites. So it's not something I made up, okay? And now you are quoted from those federal legal sources, the printout of the law from the government's website is attached with the relevant part highlighted. As you'll see here, I got them for you, folks. Yep, you see those these petitions? You see all attached, these highlighted parts? Yep. So whenever you see something in the petition, the relevant language from the government source is attached for anybody to see. And all you do, folks, simply is tell your congressman these very humble words at the end of the petition, okay? It's very simple, folks. You conclude that you are not liable to pay any federal income tax, right? Then you tell your congressman this, okay? If by reading this letter or petition with attached Internal Revenue Code and Code of Federal Regulations sections and Supreme Court cases, you can show me that I have somehow misinterpreted these statutes, regulations, or U.S. Supreme Court decisions, and that I do owe federal income taxes, I will gladly pay all taxes due and will consider such payment to be my fair share. You see? You're willing to pay a fair share. You are not a tax cheat. Not want to pay your fair share of slavery while your fellow citizens pay more. No. You are a good law-abiding citizen. However, you continue saying that when your independent research verifies my discovery that the U.S. individual income tax does not apply to average Americans like me in the 50 states, I urge you to educate other Congress members about this matter and see if they agree that this justifies conducting an investigation to expose the truth about this government renegade conspiracy and put an end to impoverishing Americans. I look forward to your timely, specific, and on-point reply. Yep. If you're wrong, they should be able to tell you. When they don't tell you you're wrong, it's because you're obviously correct. And Congress members have the power and the duty to investigate and impeach the House. The House can impeach these criminals in the top levels of government, U.S. Department of Justice lawyers, IRS management, criminal judges that go along with them. They can impeach, get rid of all of them, and start put good, honest people that follow the law as written by Congress of the United States. You've been humble, folks. Okay, so this sets the record straight. Okay, as a Royal Freedom Package member, however, this thing will be done for you at no extra charge. You can and want to do it yourself. You can do it if you choose to. But I suggest you go take, you want to take, and that's go to step six, okay? Step six is provide you a seven-year million-dollar guarantee. And that is all you got to do is lawfully stop filing and paying income tax with our Royal Freedom Package. Freedom Law School will take care of every correspondence of IRS with you, and we'll keep your IRS from taking money for 7 years, okay? For each year that you don't file with the IRS with Freedom Law School's methods properly. Folks, there isn't really much more to this page. It's just everything is done for you completely. Letters are sent to you by email. You print, sign, mail them out. Petition is done for you, so you don't have to do anything except follow the law as given to you, legal procedures as given to you. Simple. Print out, sign, mail out. getting responses to us on time. And the seventh part, folks, again, is really simple. Folks, this is key to getting our country back. I want to pay you to be a freedom activist. Because, folks, the U.S. Constitution guarantees you right to free speech. Our press, you publish this stuff and give it to your friends, family members, coworkers. Assemble like-minded people, okay? Share this information so we can all petition the government for and correct government renegade criminality and clean up the U.S. government that so badly needs to be cleaned up. So I want to give every one of you the incentive, the reward to share this. Text this page, livefreedom.org, Freedom Law School's website, to everybody you know. Say, check this out. 7 steps to be free from the IRS. Listen to it as you drive to and from work. Yes, when you're stuck in that traffic jam morning or afternoon, listen to this 7-step plan. And folks, it's all there. And I'd be happy to give you up to $5,000, which is up to 50% of the Royal Freedom Package membership of anybody that joins. By the way, the Royal Freedom Package membership, that a price, and there's a lower price for people 35 and under. And for people who are low income, guess what? We'll drop the price for you. Yes, fill out along the application, a application for a scholarship. We'll review your situation. And we will gladly, I will gladly lower the membership cost of Royal Freedom Package for you because I want you to be ahead. I want you to save money, folks. Yes. And at the same time, you have a chance to participate in getting America back to we the people, have it be a free country. Okay? Isn't that what you want? You have that chance, folks. So do that. Share this page with everybody. Go back to the 7 steps, folks, on every page, folks. Go through these 7 steps one at a time. Listen to it in your car, to and from work, as I'm saying, folks. Again and again, in your car, use that time. Listen to music sometimes, fine. Relax sometimes, fine. But sometimes, free yourself with all these 7 steps, folks, okay? And let's have you have the same peace and confidence and joy that I got, okay? And have you have freedom. And let's have America be a free country once again. I give you my love, and I wish love, joy, and freedom for every single one of you. So, the short version was about 11 minutes, guys. The long version with about 24 minutes. Okay, good. All right. Now is a fun part for you people in the live audience.
There's a couple questions in chat from the same person.
We get your questions, folks, online. Let's put the call number on the screen. You can call. I will answer your questions. Folks, for you. And do we have YouTube tonight or no?
Not tonight.
Not tonight. What happened?
We're still in that period of being the 1-week period.
1-week period that they gave us a strike still? Oh, man.
Exactly.
Oh, well.
But we are on Rumble.
We're on Rumble and BitChute, other places. Okay.
Well, no, we're live on Rumble.
We're live on Rumble tonight. Great, folks. Yeah, as you see, you know, these guys are, you know, YouTubers, the guys a strike. You know, they gave us a strike for medical misinformation. Talking about the IRS and taxes is medical misinformation, right? So that's why you want to go to our website, folks, and sign up to be on our email list, okay? Because one of these days, we're going to get cut off from Facebook and YouTube and all these guys. And we're going to have to go to our alternative channels. And you want to be in touch with us. In fact, we're going to redo our front page. We're going to ask for your only email and text and cell phone so we can be in touch with you that way, because that's a new way that's going. You know, not address. We don't need that. Just cell phone number, text, and get this information out to everybody. So the call number is on the screen, folks. If you have questions, call us at 657-383-1755. Press 1 on your keypad if you have a question, and I will take your questions one at a time. Let's go to the commentary on Facebook. Which one should I answer first, guys? Whose questions?
If you scroll up a little bit, you'll see Renita ask him, and it starts off, can I file an extension even if I did owe the IRS?
Okay, I will read Rita Atkins' question. She asks, can I file an extension even if I did owe the IRS last year, received that I did not pay but was told I cannot file a petition? Okay. Well, I'm not quite clear about your question, but I think I understand what you are trying to say, Rita. What if I have an Italian citizenship as well as an American one? Okay. First of all, your Italian citizenship is no problem. It's irrelevant. I don't know if Italy requires you to tax to them. Probably not. But as far as America goes, you don't owe any money. When you say that in your message, even if I did owe the IRS last year, you did not owe the IRS any year of your life income tax at all, Rita. You were simply deceived into filling out a 1040 income tax confession trap form to claim and admit that you do owe the IRS when you did not. Your company employer deceived you and was deceived by the IRS coerced to require you to fill out a W-4 form in order to get a job with them, and then send a false W-2 form to the IRS falsely claiming that you were paid a taxable income when your money was not taxable. Remember, you don't owe the income tax unless you are a citizen or resident of Washington, D.C., or you work for the federal government. You never did any of those, then you never owed any income tax last year or any of the years in your life at all. Okay? And it is a fine idea, no problem, good idea. If you're not sure, you want to investigate this issue further, do ask for an extension. Yes, ask for an extension. Automatically, IRS will give it to you to file a tax confession trap form, 1040 form, by October 15th. They'll give you that time. Meanwhile, go through the 7 steps. Read and send those petitions by certified mail to your 3 congressmen to correct you if, but they be wrong, which you're not. If they can correct you, which they cannot and they won't. Now you got verification clearly for yourself, and then October 15th comes and it will be another simple day in your life. Not filing a 1040 income tax confession trap and not putting a rope around your neck to give it to the IRS. Okay? Very good, Rita. And let's see if we got more questions here. Anthony, do you guys have a YouTube live link? Yes, we do, Anthony, but we got a strike by YouTube, a false one, the nonsense censorship they do. So this broadcast and last week were, because of the, we're in a 10-day period, they strike you, we are not live. We're going to post them after, I think in a day or two, we'll be off that strike. We can, it'll be on our channel. Yes, sir.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but we actually can go live on YouTube. I just sent it to go live on YouTube. That was a information.
Okay.
So we're live on YouTube.
Okay,
now.
We're on live YouTube now. We made a mistake.
Yeah.
Not realizing we could have been live on YouTube tonight.
The
so
strike ended yesterday.
The strike ended yesterday. So it was a mistake on our part. Sorry about that. We are on YouTube, folks.
We can give them the live stream.
Okay. Yeah. So we could put the live stream on there, but the edited of all this will be on there anyhow.
Yeah.
Now, Luke says, if you at one time worked for the Fed, but no longer, you must do, okay, do you, must you file? No. Every year is a separate event. If you work for the military 1 year, you pay income tax on that. If you work for the post office 1 year, you pay income tax on that. You're no longer at those federal jobs. You don't have to pay income tax. In fact, you may be, in fact, I got students that get their federal pension as a military, and I have them file a 10-4 income tax form as a non-resident alien. Someone that does not reside and is alien to Washington, D.C. because they receive their pension for performing functions of federal public office military retirees. On that income, they do pay income tax. But on their rest of the regular job or business, they pay no income tax at all. So hope that clarifies the issue for you. Okay? All right. Let's see. I think, do you have any callers, folks, with any questions on Blog Talk Radio? Let's go to questions we have on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for your patience, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, let me get there. I got a delay in my ear, by the way, guys. See if you can fix that. Okay. All right, see if you can fix that. Let me get the telephone area code of these people. I'm going to write down the list of you. Then I will come. Yes, it is. So you can restart it again. And then we'll take your questions by the time. All right. Where are the area code callers coming from? 217-208-503-907-404-760-417. That's it. All right. Well, hang in there, guys. I'll get to every one of you. So those of you early on the call, 219 area code, you're next. Please get your question quickly so I can get to the later people quickly. Okay? I don't keep them waiting for too long. So give me only your first name, all of you. Then, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please. Call from area code 219. You are live. Your name first.
John. My name is John.
How did you hear about
Freedom Law School? Yes, sir. I was listening to Stu Peters' show about 2 weeks ago. And I actually got myself in a bind. I hadn't paid income tax since 2018. I mean, I haven't filed since 2018. And the IRS recently came at me, said I owe this much money and that I was going to have a certain amount of time remaining to either, pay the amount of money or and to... pay the amount of money or do a payment arrangement.
Payment plan, and, okay.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. How much did the IRS pay you owe them, and did they send you a certified letters of any kind at all?
Yeah, the second time they did, they sent a certified mail letter, and the first time they didn't, and they said I owed about $4,100, something like that. And they said every month I don't respond.
Hold on,
the amount goes up.
Hold on.
Okay.
Guys, let me control the conversation because sometimes the details you say is not really necessary for me to help you. It just delays the call for other people waiting. Okay. So.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They sent you the $4,000 for 2018. When was that certified letter sent to you? And what was the heading or name of that letter? For a magician, I got to see the letters. Ideally, you can all give me a paperwork. I'll review my no charge of 10. Okay. So if you have that, it's like you can call it.
Oh, yes, it was. I'm sorry. It was sent to me in March.
Of this year?
March the 7th. Yes, of this year.
Of this year? Yes. Then you don't owe them nothing
yes,
at all.
Yes, sir.
You don't owe
this
nothing.
Year.
Yeah, you don't need to. Yeah, owe nothing. I need to see that letter to help you. The legal procedures are very important. Get that to your law school. Okay? And next seminar of the legal. Okay? For a private consultation if you want to, but yours is a small amount. Okay?
Okay,
call again. Just a few months. Any quick questions? Yes, sir.
I just also wanted to know, I was a former a police officer, but I'm retired now. That's not considered I was a city cop. I wasn't a federal cop.
Right. You're fine.
So
you're
that doesn't.
Federal worker, right? America's 51 countries, every state of the country, like France, Italy, Germany, are all countries within the European Union. In here, every state is a country. State of Israel, country of Israel. Right? State of Iraq, country of Iraq. Okay? We're not a country. We are a 50 countries in the Union, and the federal government, the agent of the state, was given Washington, D.C. to operate out of it without being under the thumb of any of the states. So, yes, you're just fine. Okay?
Okay. I just want to ask one more little. I'm currently a hospital employee, but that's not considered federal, right?
No, not at all. You're fine.
Okay. That was it.
Okay. Let's go to the next caller. Thank you for your question, John. Next week, I'll be happy to help you in more detail. Get that letter and call, okay? Let us know it's for the Freedom Hour. They will get it to me beforehand to review and go over it with you. Call Eric on 417 area code. What is your first name? How you heard about Freedom Law School? And then your question, please.
Shannon, and I heard it from that has used you several times.
From YouTube, you said?
No, I went to a meeting with some people, and he shared all of the information. He shared it with like 10 people. So we've been listening to you and watching your YouTube.
Great. Very good. Well, I would love to support local Patriot Freedom meetings like yours. Thank the leader of the group. Ask him to call us. And I'll be happy to give you guys further support because we need to grow grassroots meetings like yours all over Hamlet, village, city in America. So great. Contact us. I'll be happy to support you guys further, Shannon. And how may I help
Perfect.
You?
I just have a very quick question. So I sent everything out to Oklahoma, and I gave them a 4582 form for the discrepancy on my W-2, and they gave me my refund, which was only $90, but then they turned around a month later and said that I owe more money because they got information, and I asked them if they received the 4582, and they said they did, and then they turned around and said that it's not allowed to be received and accepted in Oklahoma, and I need to know what other form should be used in replace of the W-2. And then this year I'm just not going to file at all.
Right.
But this was last year.
Yeah, stop the stealing, withholding from your paycheck, and don't file anymore. That's simple. Now,
yep,
look,
that's what I'm
not recommending 445A2 right now because sometimes the IRS honors it, sometimes they don't do it, and sometimes they come after you. Like in your situation, they give you a, you know, don't give a refund to you like they claim, and sometimes they penalize you even $5,000. So this is Pete Hendrickson's method. You need to call him, but he doesn't give you support. So I don't know. I don't have an easy answer for you because that was not my instruction, my method. Okay? I don't have an easy answer for you. You know, ask him, call and say, hey, and whoever told you about Pete Hendrickson, tell him, hey, why are you giving me a procedure or somebody else that provides no support? He has no weekly audio or video calls to support his people. He doesn't in any way support us when things like that come up. And why don't we go work with Freedom Law School method, which is simpler, easier, and he gives us support. We can actually talk to him if you want to. So I don't have any
answer.
If you give me your paperwork, though, like up to 10 pages, like what I shared with John, I may be able to give you a little bit more tips about it, but no guarantee, but I'll try. On the Freedom Hour.
That makes sense. I was just trying to figure out how do you find a form that the state refuses to provide you. They just said that there isn't any form. So I thought, well, surely there has to be a form to if something was incorrect to fix, and they're stating that there was not. So I thought, well, since I listen to you often.
Because 4852 is the IRS form, you send it to the state of Oklahoma. So I'm not sure why you would even do that because it's not a state form, it's a federal form. See,
it is a federal form, yep.
But does it belong to the state necessarily? It belongs to the federal, not to the state.
Right.
But I know what you're trying to do, but anyhow, let me look at it. I may be able to help you next time. If you get the paperwork that you did exactly, let me look at it.
Sure.
I may be able to. You made me up. Okay. Any other questions?
Sounds perfect. No, I'm good to go. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome, Shannon. How about a call from Erica 218? Your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question.
Hi, Paymon. Tom here. I just wanted to start out by saying thank you for looking into this and finding what you have. I've followed along with you for a couple of months now off and on. I'm trying to run a small wind business. That's what I do. I remember early on when I was real young that I thought that it seemed very unethical that somebody should trade their time for some money and then have a portion of that money taken from them without their consent. And it makes a lot of sense to me what you're saying about how the only form of consent that you really give them is signing that W-4, right, at the beginning of the year when you start work?
The 1044 and for some people the W-4 form also. That's forced upon you, yes.
Right, so that's really the only consent that anybody is giving them other than unless they're a federal employee or a resident of D.C., correct?
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sorry, man. It takes me a while to wrap my head around this because it's been 20 years or something of, you know, completely false information appearing real, you know, or what your acronym was for it. And I wanted to tell you thank you. And I guess I do have a quick question maybe about like the latest happenings and such. I think that we're entitled, you know, as people of this country, aren't we entitled to representation?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to interrupt you, my friend. Look, I got a caller from area code 503-907-4464. Ask the question. They have actually questions to help. If you have a question, my friend, ask it now. Other than that, I want to thank you for your love and support. Let's go to the next call. Do you have a question now?
All right. No, go ahead.
You're good? All right, my friend. Thank you for calling and your support and love. I appreciate that. Thank you for making room for others who do have questions. Call for Miracle 503. Your first name, how you heard about us, and your question, please.
Hi, my name's Peggy, and I heard about you through SGT Report.
Very good. And how may I help you, Peggy?
Okay. I entered into an agreement with that IRS in either 2017 or 18 that I would file and pay on time for 10 years or the agreement will be null and void. And I was wondering if I'm still able to live free with that agreement.
See, they got you even more enslaved. So let me ask you more details. They deceived and coerced you with the help of an accountant, right?
Yes.
Expert on the IRS, supposedly. Was it for what years? How much was the original debt? How much you owed it to them? How much was it reduced to? How much you paid this expert accountant to help you? How much you've been paying it every month? Need more details like that, please.
I don't remember all the details, but it was the original debt was about $50,000. I want to say I probably paid half of that over a 2-year period, I believe. And what was the other question?
Okay. When did you come up with the agreement with the IRS? And for what tax years was it for?
What tax years?
Yes. What year did you make the agreement? For what tax years was the tax money owed?
Okay. So I signed the paper probably in 2017 or 18. I can't remember exactly. But then it was for way years prior, like 2003 through 8 maybe or something like that, from a business that my husband had, and we got separated and they split the total tax debt between us, and I paid mine through, you know, making arrangements with the IRS through my CPA.
What do you do for a living now? How much you make a year now?
I do housecleaning, and I make under $40,000.
Yep. The best bet for you is to stop filling out those 1040 income tax confession forms. Okay? They may raise the tax amount to a higher amount than it was before, but it was not a huge amount, like $500,000 or $5 million, okay, that you owe them to begin with. And these tax years for 03 to 08, they might be expired by now because they have 10 years to collect them. So in short, I cannot give you a more definite answer without knowing why you owe them, when did you owe them, been passed since then, when you signed the agreement, what do you say in the agreement. I need to see your paperwork to give you 100% clear answers. Okay?
Okay.
So
I did pay them the agreement pay, you know, the agreed amount. I did pay
them. Because you didn't pay them in full, it'll go back to the original amount. But the original amount, probably they have 10 years to collect. The 10 years is probably off for some of those years. But I don't know.
Does it go by the by the date of the signed agreement, or
no.
Oh, okay.
It goes the time the tax was assessed or determined, and I cannot tell you that without looking at whatever you did and signed with the IRS. I have to be an investigator. I can't just tell you, oh yeah, I could tell. Your back is hurting right there. Do this and that. You'll be fine. Just do this. It'll go away. I got to see as a doctor your paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
I know you want to, and I want to help you right now with a phone call, but I can't. A doctor says, let me come see you your body, examine you, then I can tell you what to do. Well, doc, you're an expert. Can't you on the phone tell me how to fix me? Right? I can't.
Yeah.
No more than a doctor can on the phone fix you. Okay? You want to do a consultation? Okay, I'll show it on my website. What you want to do, okay, is explain here under homepage, okay, under get quick help, okay, and that explains it. Okay, I can help you. Call us if you have further questions. Send your paperwork with $300 cash only to Freedom Law School. We get on the phone ASAP to see what's going on and resolve it for you as best as possible. Okay?
Okay. All right, thank you. All right, thank you.
You're most welcome. Let's go to the call from area code 907. Your first name, how you heard about us, and your question, please.
Hi, Payman. My name is Heidi. I found you from the Stu Peters Show. That was a great show. Thanks. I have a question, one of the questions that I had you already answered, which is extension, because I'm in a rebellion mode right now. I plan on getting in touch with you for your program. I want to do the 1 hour consult and ask a little more details in my question. But my main question, I'm a retired 20-year firefighter. And I had a 457 IRA. I liquidated that, and I'm not old enough to receive that without a penalty. It also put me in a higher tax bracket, so I ended up owing $50,000 on that. And so I guess I voluntarily, during my tax application, it basically said, do you wish to make payments? And I just clicked on that and set up to make payments because I'm enslaved. I'm trying to figure out, just listening to the last lady you spoke to, but do I have an option to discontinue those payments? They already tap it into my bank every month, so somehow I have to figure out how to shut them off.
I'm not clear, just like the last call, exactly how you got your stuff in this mess. Would I see the paperwork that you filed with the IRA company and money coming out of your bank account? Would I see it? I cannot tell you. I must see your paperwork. That's why I'd be private consultation. Okay.
There was no communication with the IRS.
That's strange how this is going on. And here's what happens. A lot of times people call me and tell me X. When I look at the paperwork, oh, it's not an X. It's a Y. And you're not to blame because you're an expert at this stuff. So no wonder things didn't make sense, because you're thinking X, it's actually Y. That is why I need to see your paperwork. Just like you tell the doctor on the phone, doc, it's my back and my neck that hurts. Oh, it's coming actually from here, you know. So I got to see your paperwork, just like Peggy, to evaluate.
Okay. So is that something we can do in the consult? Go ahead.
That is exactly why I do consultations, you know, so I can go over that, your paperwork, and spend an hour with you to evaluate what it is and the best way to help you.
Okay, how do I set that up?
Like I showed Peggy on our website, you go under home, get quick help, okay? And there, here it is. Basically, you send all your paperwork by email or U.S. mail, send $300 cash by U.S. mail to Freedom Law School, and call us with a tracking number. You'll be called as soon as your funds are received, or you give us a track number and an email, a track number and your paperwork, and we'll get on the phone and talk.
When you say cash, do you actually mean cash or a check or money order?
Federal Reserve notes, yes, because U.S. Supreme Court said to protect your privacy, you must use cash. Yes. One
okay.
of these. Cash in the mail is safe if you know who on the other side is opening the mail. I wouldn't pay my electric bill with it because you don't know who is there going to pocket it. But here,
right.
I'll mail myself. You're dealing with this guy, okay? I've done it this way for 30 years, okay? Because you need to protect
what's your appointment schedule like, months. Roughly, timeline? Like, I'm guessing I'm going to – we're already hitting April. I'm guessing I'm going to have to file an extension.
You can do an extension, but you got until April 18th to even ask for an extension. So you can send your material tomorrow in the mail, and we'll talk sometime next week. That's
okay.
Well before
okay.
April 18th. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome. All right. Let's go to three more callers from here. 404-760 and 417. Yep. And then air call from America 732. You are after them. I will get to every one of you, my friends. Call from America 404, your first name. How you heard about Freedom Law School and your question. Yes.
Hi, Payman. This is Jim, and I saw you on the Stu Peters show. Can you hear me?
James?
Okay?
Yes.
Jim? Yeah, and I saw you on the Stu Peters show.
Uh-huh.
Yep, and real quick, I just wanted to say also thank you for everything you're doing. I think this is really great, so I just wanted to say that real quick. And then I have two questions. So the first question is, I lost my job in 2021, you know, about the middle of 2021, and I had pulled some money out of my retirement fund, and he and it's also Canada's income, which moves you to a higher tax bracket. And my question is, so if I don't file taxes for 2021, how is that going to factor? Is that going to be a factor for the penalty and the higher tax bracket? How will that work out?
Well, you are not in any bracket to begin with, my friend, because you are not a resident of Washington, D.C., and the money you get is not from being a federal worker, right?
Right. Right.
So you never owed that money in the first place. There is no bracket for you. The only bracket for you is zero. That's your bracket, zero, my friend. Okay? So you don't file and confess to the IRS or anything at all.
That's good. And then can I ask you one more question real quick? And then what about for the state taxes? Because I live in the state of Georgia, so I guess also I'm not planning on filing for the state of Georgia either. And how does that relate to the federal taxes?
Well, most states, their state tax is based on the federal tax laws or federal tax forms. Okay. I have not looked at Georgia. I'll look at it right now, actually. Let's see what they say. But at worst, you may have to pay that, but you probably don't, because 42 states in America claim to have a state income tax. And so we have to look at the forms and the law or the laws of the state and to see what that is. So I haven't looked at that right now. Download this year's tax forms, okay? Let's see what that says. State of Georgia, I'm looking online. Income tax form and instructions, okay. Yeah, income tax form 500, it says. And let's see, where is the actual form? Let me open it up right now. Yeah. You looked it up? Okay. So Georgia says that you must enter the number from your federal income tax confession form and take that number, put it on your state income tax form. So since you are not required to file a federal income tax confession trap form, then the number on your federal income tax TRAP form is zero. And you take zero, put it on the state tax form. That means that you are not required by their own regulations and form to file a Georgia tax or income tax form either, or pay it. Okay?
Sounds good. All right. Thanks for the entertainment. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Now that I understand, my researcher told me that some in tax income, that's what? That's subject to what? Subject to Georgia, but not federal tax. But I got to, with that more exact detail, I don't know. But that's something that, by the way, that's why, folks, one reason you want to join the Royal Freedom Package, because these things sometimes need to be individually researched. If I get someone from, well, let's say, Alabama or Mississippi or this other state, Georgia, if you have this issue, I'll look at it for you and give you the answer. Like I know New Jersey, income tax laws and form is independent of the federal government, and you must pay that if you are from New Jersey. But Georgia seems to be partial on and partially out. We'll check it out later. Does that help you a little bit, Jim?
That's perfect. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Any other questions?
No.
What part of Georgia are you from? Are you from Atlanta area?
From the north part. Yeah.
North Atlanta. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. All right, my friend. Thank you very much for your question. Right. Let's go to our call from area code 760. I used to live out there in that area, High Desert or San Diego. Your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Yeah, hi, my name is Nathan. I heard about you from searching around on YouTube and into your channel and been listening to it for a couple months now. And my question today is regarding how to purchase or buy or sell a home and have the escrow company not try to oversee your funding or your money from the sale for tax purposes.
Yes, and I messaged you to call the Freedom Hour. I saw your comment on YouTube. Good job, my friend. Thank you for calling, Nathan. Look, the escrow company believes wrongly that you are a U.S. person. Therefore, they must report whatever you made to the IRS. That is wrong, okay? And so they also want your Satan surveillance number. Misnamed social security number, SSN. They don't. But what needs to happen is they got to be educated. I helped a couple people with a situation like this already on how to write a letter to the escrow company, get to the higher levels of thinking perhaps for them, and explain it to them. It's not a quick thing I can just tell you. You could tell
One thing that might make my situation different is I filed with it. They only have an EIN number for me under a trust. So I'm doing the purchase and the sale under a trust as the trustee.
Okay. All right.
And does that make a difference since I haven't used my social at all with them?
Well, if the trust is selling the real estate, so the trust is not you. Okay. You are the beneficiary of the trust or the trustee of the trust?
I'm both.
Okay. So, and they have the EIN number of the trust, you said, but not yours? They're not asking for your SS number?
Well, they did ask today, and I wrote them. I did write them. I haven't heard back, and then told them that we are not, you know, that we have to step up in gains, and he qualified because he lived 2 years of the last five in the home and all that. So the capital gains, even if they were due under law, aren't due. And that I just mentioned that, and I'm not obligated to pay any taxes either. So I just told them that I do not want them to try to control any of the funds or pay out taxes for me.
How much are you going to profit from the sale of the property?
It's over $500,000.
Okay.
That's getting split between four people. Now the trust says I'm supposed to split that between my brothers and sisters. So.
Okay, so each of you will you have a share of that $500,000.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, even the way the IRS sees it, and none of you owe any income tax, as long as that property was your primary residence two of the last 5 years. So
yeah,
that
was.
Might be the easy way out for you in this instance, not to worry about it. Okay, based upon...
And then you got to step up at the time of death when he dies, the house is valued at that, the value there, and then anything above that is what they would consider capital gains. That's what I would heard.
You told me it's only $500,000, right?
Yes.
So $500,000 divided by four people is less than $100,000 per person, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you don't owe any income tax on it anyways, but even if you were a citizen or resident of Washington, D.C., that would owe the tax on things, you would have. IRS says, according to their own laws, that even for Washington, D.C. citizens, because you made on real estate gain less than $250,000, it was your primary residence during two of the last 5 years, that you owe them zero income tax.
Yeah.
What I'm telling you is that might be your easy way out. Don't have to worry about the situation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
So now,
if they do try to go forward, then
hold on. I'm going based upon everything you're telling me, and
yeah.
What you're telling me may be inaccurate and or incomplete. You may want to do a private, detailed 1 hour consultation, like I suggested to others. Okay, to like Peggy and Heidi, so I can go over all this paperwork and everything in numbers more carefully detailed. Because you got a lot at stake here, okay? And that'll be a lot for you to do that. So I don't want to give you 80% of the right answer because I don't have your paperwork in front of me to double-check that you are not misrepresenting things unwittingly to me, okay?
Yes. Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
You are most welcome, my friend. All right. We are going to go to the next caller from area code 417-732, and do you have anybody behind them? Nope. 417 call dropped out. He got tired of waiting. Call from Miracle. 732 caller and from 406. All right. Call from area code 417. You may want to call back soon, my friend. Call from area code 732. Give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Okay. Hi, Payman. My name is Zach. I mean, I've been following you for several years. I've, you know, kind of watched your videos as much as possible. So the problem that I have is that in 2013, when I had filed for divorce, my ex-wife was nice enough to create an audit for me. And of course, during the divorce, she ended up keeping all my paperwork. So when the audit came, I wasn't able to produce receipts and this, that, and the other thing. Long story short, IRS ended up getting a tax lien against me. And then, of course, around that time, I had begun kind of watching your videos and learning about you and, you know, all the wonderful things that you do. So since then, I have filed a lawsuit in the federal district court against the IRS, which got dismissed. And then most recently in 2020, in October of 2020, I filed a lawsuit with the U.S. Tax Court utilizing or arguing IRS Section 7701A and A26, the trade or business component, which also got dismissed. And all this is impacting me to get my passport renewed. So I had sent Darlene copies of my lawsuit and documentation. I don't know if she had a chance to share it with you, but I'm wondering to see if you can help me get my passport back. And that's all they're using against me, that I allegedly owe them federal income tax, which I fought tooth and nail for the past 6-7 years.
Probably, yes. Because let me ask you a question. Did the IRS ever send you a notice of deficiency, certified mail, to propose a tax on you?
You know, I don't believe it, because as I'm looking at my documentation, as I'm talking to you, I have made those similar arguments that IRS failed to provide me with even their own process, the CDP process, collection due process, failed, but even then the tax court didn't care.
Okay. All right. You had a collection due process hearing about that also?
No, I never had it. That's what I argued with the court.
Oh, you never had a collection due process hearing?
Correct. Yeah, well, I never got notice. I never got a collection due process. Correct. I've requested it multiple times. I even reached out to their tax whatever liaison service that IRS has created now. And at this point, no matter what I send to the IRS, they just don't respond to me for the past year and a half, 2 years. It's like I'm like on their blacklist or something. They just don't even bother responding to me.
No, it's not by law. They don't have to respond to you. That's not how it works, because
okay.
That's not how the legal procedure is. Yes. Based on what you said, explained to me, looks like yes, I can get that for you, because fixed for you, because you they were never sent a notice of deficiency. The audits are toothless, garbage. Legally, they mean zero. IRS never sent you a letter called the final notice of intent to levy and notice of your right to a hearing. Because of that particular letter only gives you the opportunity to ask for a hearing. Without that letter, you will not get and not entitled to a collection due process hearing. So now you can challenge all of that by going to the tax court. So, yes, I can help you. You need to join the Royal Freedom Package. This is an extra pre-existing problem mess you got. I can handle it for you, but it will be charged for it. So, but I got to look at your paperwork in more detail to get a better idea of where you're at and give you a better, more accurate explanation of your situation. But what I told you is about 90% based upon what you said.
Gotcha, I understand. So how do I engage your services? Because I got to get my passport back at this point, and, you know, so that's, I need to kind of step on it. So how do we expedite this process?
As soon as you send for a one-on-one private consultation, go over it for 1 hour, take it in detail. We can do that first if you want, and then join the Royal Freedom Package after that. And I can give you how much the extra cost will be for the lawsuit is to get your passport back and zero out the taxes, okay? Or you could join the Royal Freedom Package right away, and I'll evaluate everything for you anyhow to see what how much it will cost you to challenge this stuff in the tax court, because that's where you have to go to challenge this correctly, not just those
gotcha.
That you have to do it correctly, okay?
Gotcha, gotcha. So how much is the, which option is the most cost effective that you would say for me?
How old are you?
I am 47.
Okay. The first year of the Royal Freedom Package membership is $9,900. Second year each year after is $4,500. So you sign up for the first year right now, the application, and then $9,900, which gives you unlimited consultation, review everything you got, your situation, and anything for future years will be done at no extra charge for you. and then I can look at this in more carefully to see what is the best efficient way to challenge it and how much work is involved in it. So I can give you a cost of how much it will cost you to get your passport back.
Gotcha. What like the first option you suggested, Payman, if I just did the 1 hour consult so you can review my paperwork and then just hired you specifically for this project, what do you suspect your help?
I don't do that. No. But let me tell you something, guys. Freedom Law School has no clients. Freedom Law School is not a business. Better business if you say stuff about, hey, tell me about your business. Nope, I'm not in business. It's not a money-making mm-hmm. thing. To me, this
sure.
is spiritual, right and wrong, love, doing the right thing, live and let live basis. So I have students mm-hmm. to help you, and I want you to be part of the solution of freeing you and all of America of slavery. Okay?
Right.
And get rid of the reserve system, the corrupt banksters owning this country as well. So I do not help people without them being a Royal Freedom Package member. Okay. So some people join, most people, they join with that. They have nothing going on whatsoever. They join. They're part of the solution. We join hands together. We are strongly united. They all need to be free. But some people like you join after they have a problem, whether it's $1 million problem, $50,000 problem, or whatever it is, and I got to charge you extra for this pre-existing problem on top of the Royal Freedom Package membership. But the membership and the Royal Freedom Package is a prerequisite for you to work with anybody.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you, Payman. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Let's go to the next call from area code 406 from Montana, your first name. And
John.
How you heard about this? And then your question. John. Yes.
John, and I heard from you on SGT Report.
Very good. And may I help you?
Well, you may have already answered one of my questions, which was about state income taxes. Because what you had said with the gentleman from Georgia said that if he didn't owe federal, he owes zero state.
That's right.
So, okay. I want to try and keep it short because your time is valuable. Another question.
After him, by the way, guys, after Martin John, we got call from America 267 after you. Okay. No problem. All right. John,
IRAs. Are IRAs just a way for the government to rip you off?
I'm sorry. Would you repeat that, please?
As far as IRAs go, retirement plans, is that just a way for them to control your money for a longer period of time? Is it better to not even put money into them?
You don't need to put any money in an individual retirement account to defer and put off paying taxes for it later, because you never owed the taxes in the first place.
In the first.
Defer it for later. Okay?
I hear you. That's pretty much all I wanted to ask. I think you've answered my questions.
You're welcome, my friend. My pleasure.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, my friend. Let's go to the caller from area code 267. Your first name. Hi, and hi. Heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Yeah, hi. My name is Glenn. I heard about you guys through by a friend of mine. And my question is, you've already touched on it with your caller from Georgia. I have an investment property that I sold, and I'm due to pay taxes. The escrow company did advise that I need to pay taxes, so I had to fill out a form, and I'll be responsible, apparently, to pay a tax bill when it's due this month or next month. So that's my situation. It was an investment property. I had, you know, the sale, and I'm expecting that they're going to bill me for this this money. So what do you suggest I could do in this situation?
I believe what you're describing, Glenn, is that the escrow company sent out and issued a false 1099 form to you and the IRS, telling the IRS that you have all this income tax, income to pay income tax on when you don't. How much did they send to the IRS, told the IRS that you made that supposedly you owe income tax on?
Well, it's a $92,000 sale. So they're going to say that I owe whatever my bracket is, and let's just say 20% of that is probably what they're going to bill me for.
No one's going to bill you for that. That's not correct. You will bill yourself when you put that $92,000 sale on the 1040 income tax confession trap and claim that you owe them income tax on that. You don't automatically owe anything. Either you must confess, put the rope around your neck, or they must come after you. But you don't owe the money at all in the first place.
Right. So I know that I don't owe the money, but I did fill out the tax form when
Stop. What tax form did you fill out with who, and what did it say? I don't have it in front of me to see. I need you to tell me more specifically.
Okay. So it's the, according to the escrow company, before they will even finalize a sale, a part of the package is this form in the settlement paperwork, and I'm trying to see if I even have a copy in front of me, and I don't, but there was a form that they're going to send to the IRS reporting the sale.
I know what you did. Look, what you got, Glenn, is no different than someone who works for a job at McDonald's or Walmart. And the employer says, look, I will not give you a check, hire you, unless you sign this W-4 form. They're keeping your job hostage. Fill out the W-4 form if you want the job. And you fill out the form W-4 if you don't want to, but they say if you don't fill it out, we will not hire you. And then the IRS, based upon the false W-4 form, they force you to, with a gun to your head of having no job, to feed yourself. They will send out a false W-2 form to the IRS saying they paid you so much taxable income. They will send a copy to you saying you should file and pay income tax on this taxable income on the W-2 form, which is based on a W-4 form, which they put the gun to your head and force you to fill out. Your situation is no different. Neither you or that McDonald's or Walmart worker owes income tax. They forced you, put a gun to your head. If you want that escrow to go through to get your money from the sale, you must fill out this form. Okay, I want the money. I'll fill out the form. But for the form, but it was by force. You owe nothing. think it does not matter that as a matter of practice, now the escrow company sends out this false 1099 form telling the IRS that you got $92,000 of taxable income, because that $92,000 is not taxable because you are not a citizen or resident of Washington, D.C. They're the ones that owe the income tax. Are you a citizen or resident of Washington, D.C.?
No.
Then you don't owe the tax. Period. End of story.
Okay. So when they come threatening, then I have to, I guess, have some services to back me up, basically.
Okay. And that is exactly why, my friend, I created, as you see on my screen, the Royal Freedom Package with a 7-year $1 million guarantee. You, what you can do now to have that support and backup, you will lawfully stop filing and paying income tax with our Royal Freedom Package. And Freedom Law School will keep the IRS from levying your money, taking your money by force for a minimum of 7 years. I am so confident that Freedom Law School can do that, that Freedom Law School will reimburse you up to $1 million for every year that you are a Freedom Law School member and you do not file 1040 income tax confession forms, that you do not put the rope around your neck.
So the other thing that is required of me is the petitions to send out to the senators of my state and all that, you know, those procedures. And what else is required of me beyond that?
You could do the petitions on your own for free. But you said that you wanted support. You want someone to back you up. So the Royal Freedom Package, you become a member, Freedom Law School will prepare the petitions for you to sign. We will mail them out for you by certified mail to make sure it's done. You have a copy. We have a copy. And whatever comes up with the IRS, Freedom Law School will challenge the IRS properly for you. I will write the proper response for you to sign and mail out to the IRS. Okay? So now, to the webpage, if you go to, let me show you guys on this, okay? Here we go. Let me go to my screen. On the seven-step plan, you go down to step three, okay? You click on the cartoon, right, of the brainwashing that they do of you. That think you think IRS is this God powerful that will destroy you if you don't file 1040 tax confession form. You'll get to this page that the IRS is truly mostly a bluff. And after explaining to you on the videos on this page, the IRS is bluffing you to fill out a 1040 income tax confession form. At the bottom of this page, I have a video, okay? And this video is why the IRS cannot simply steal your stuff if you know how to challenge them, okay? And that's what the law school's expertise is. The IRS must follow certain rules and regulations and must first give you a chance for a hearing or trial of some sort before stealing your property. And all of these bookkeepers, accountants, TurboTax, CPAs, HR Block, they all completely worthless. They do not know legal procedures to challenge the IRS. That is why they lose. That is why everybody thinks, oh, the IRS can take my stuff. Yes, they can take your stuff because these experts are not experts. They are not taught in accounting school legal procedures to challenge the IRS as provided in the Internal Revenue Code. They do not know that. They're not taught that. Legally, an audit means nothing. Yes, legally, IRS means nothing. IRS must issue you a notice of deficiency before they can come after you by certified mail. They must send that to you. So if you know these procedures like Freedom Law School does, properly challenged, you will not lose. Even worst case scenario, it will be many years before you potentially owe the IRS anything. That's why I can give you that 7-year guarantee as a minimum. Okay? So you wanted that, Texan. That's why I suggested the royalty package for you, but you need to know for yourself that the IRS cannot simply steal your stuff if you know how to challenge them like Freedom Law School does. And that is how I beat the IRS, because I know the procedures, the law, to challenge them. That's why I'm giving you that $70 million guarantee if that is what you want. Does that explain that to you better, Glenn?
Yes, yes. And I pretty much have gone over the material and understand what you're saying. So let me get to the next question. Of course, the other gentleman talked about an IRA. So I already have one of these plans. And for me to get distributions out of that plan, they're going to take 20%. Because, of course, they say that the taxes were deferred when the money was put in there from my paycheck. So for me to get my money, I'm going to have to pay 20%. And the same goes for the retirement account. When I go to take money out, they're going to take 20%. So how do you do that when they have, how do you beat that when they have control of the money?
This is one of my projects I plan to work on this summer when tax season is over. I'm not so busy and I have time to tell these third parties that these IRS revenue procedures they are relying on to steal 20% of your money has no force of law whatsoever. Okay? When I'll do that, I'll take you some research, some writing, proofreading, and reproofing to make it perfect. Then I'll be able to help you and everybody else that is a Royal Freedom Package member to get that letter written to the IRA custodian that they should not be stealing 20% of your money. So if you join the Royal Freedom Package and be patient, don't take the IRA money out right away. We'll get to that later on. All this, folks, takes time. You see this doggone thing? I have it online, but I got to look through and find the connections and the sections that relate to each other and court cases to back it up, and it all takes time. I've been at this for now 30 years, folks, and I'm still learning. So, yes, that IRA withdrawal without 20% stealing of your money is one of my projects to do later this year.
Okay. That sounds good. It sounds good. And, of course, I'm you know, employed, and they take their federal, state, and all that stuff up front. So I know that there are other forms that have to be filled out or documents sent to them to the payroll department that would tell them that, hey, I don't want this money withheld. But that's another a story for another day, I guess. So I don't want to take up any more time. I've taken up a good bit of the time this evening, and you know, I'll call back another time.
Okay, my friend. It's a pleasure to hear from you, my friend. Do we have any more callers, guys? Or that's it? Everybody on the comments on YouTube are answered. No need to further elaborate on anyone's questions. Okay. While you check that, any more, put the number on the screen for any last callers, folks. Let me tell you, let's go Brandon Rally, folks. You want to be there in person in Brandon, Florida, if you can. Coming up this Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, I'll do a full class on the IRS. I'll do an entire all-day class Monday on the IRS. Just that alone is well worth it, okay, for streaming you're going to get for that class, okay? So if you cannot be there in person, fine. Sign up for online streaming of the Let's Go Brandon Rally. You'll have the recording of it available to you to watch later as well. Watch it live and later if you want to. So go to letsgobrandonrally.org, folks, and don't miss out on your opportunity to free yourself. The truth, and the truth shall set you free, folks, right? That's our slogan, okay? So with that, let me go to see if there's any more callers. We have a question. Any more calls we have right now? We have someone who wants to call in naturally. Kentor, I think, wants to call. Put the number on the screen for him to call. Call area code 657-383-1755. Then push on your telephone keypad 1. And that will let me know you have a question, and I will take your question, my friend. Anybody else? And 9, we have a call from area code 951. Okay. Give my technician, folks, one more. Yeah, he's there right now. He's just messaged us. Okay. Call from area code 951. Give me your first name. How you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your
hi there, it's Deidre. I'm calling from Beaumont, California.
Okay.
I saw you on. I actually watched a few of your videos. So I have some situation.
How did you hear about us?
I just saw it online, and what's interesting about it is that, and then I subscribed, and then I saw that you were having a live show today by accident, I guess, because I'm on YouTube. So I was calling in because I did like a process to, as to where you are now private. So where I am now private. So one of my questions is about the W-4 form, the mm-hmm. W-4T. Do you know about the termination of taxes form, the W-4T?
I've never heard of it. I'll look it up as you ask me further questions about it.
It's not an official form. It is a form that somebody made it easier to terminate the W-4 form, which the employers have you fill out. So I actually sent it to my payroll with a letter, and I probably should have sent like title it was, what section, title 26 or whatever it was. I should have sent a certain section probably and state that in the letter. Needless to say, they didn't. I green card them, send it, certified mail, did the whole bit, and they didn't take the letter. They haven't added to my file as yet. So, and this was about 3 weeks ago, but I did send it to the CFO and to payroll.
They both received that form.
I want to know if there's another way to do a termination of the.
Okay. My researcher put a link on the chat for you about
beautiful.
This, okay?
Beautiful.
So, no, you don't want to use a W-4T form, okay? You want to use the procedures on our website on the petitions page. Okay, let me show you on the petitions page. See, on the petitions page, you go down to the mm-hmm. bottom, mm-hmm. and the gold circles at the bottom. The second one from the left is income tax withholding. Okay, you click on that, and you want to follow procedures explained here on how to stop your employer from withholding for the IRS stealing from your paycheck. Just follow it all right there for you, Deidre. It's all listed there.
Okay, that's beautiful. The other, I have it's like two prongs. So I don't know if you know about the 1041 form. So do you know about the 1041?
1041 form. Well, let me look it
that's
up.
That's for taxes, because 1040 is what they normally push us to do, which is that's for federal employees. That's not even for us. We shouldn't be doing, regular citizens shouldn't be doing a 1040. We should be doing 1041 filing.
I don't know about that. I don't think so. No forms are for you at all, because it does not apply to you. You are not part of Washington, D.C. You have no federal income. It doesn't apply to you. Okay, that's income tax, estates, and trusts that are based in Washington, D.C. You are not an estate. You're not a trust based in Washington, D.C. Okay.
Well, I have a trust. I changed. I did my UCC-1 filing and all that. So I did all those things.
All those things you did were unnecessarily, and they don't do anything whatsoever anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go on and back up the outside, clap your feet, do this, do that, do this, and say a few words and expect that to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
All of that was useless. Okay?
Okay.
You don't need to do all this stuff. You're already free.
Right.
That is garbage, baseless legal theories, which I call patriot mythologies. They are all over the internet. Your sovereign state citizen, you know, uniform commercial code, UCC-1-207 is supreme law. I recaptured my straw, my name in all capital letters, got my birth certificate to the Department of Commerce and made a straw man. I got my treasury account online, act there, and I got out of there, admiralty statutory jurisdiction back under common law. All that kind of nonsense. It's all garbage. That stuff is as much garbage and baseless as the tooth fairy and the Easter bunny. Just because you can go online, I'll show you. Goodness, I'm going to type in Easter Bunny, okay? And you will find out a lot of people, you know, talking about Easter Bunny, okay? Okay, and here's these lot of pictures, images of it. Say, look, Easter Bunny, it's real. Look at all those Easter Bunny. It's a real thing. It exists. It's all garbage. It's all nonsense. Okay, just because somebody on internet tells you something, doesn't it so? Folks, before you believe somebody that tells you, I have a flying pig, I have a chicken that gives milk, demand proof of this nonsense all over the internet, okay? And it's all nonsense. The amount of proof what they did actually works. Why do you think I feel lost, folks? I'll be step seven, steps for you here. Look, let's go review it. Okay, step one. Mm-hmm. Based on U.S. government's official legal websites. Not me, not some opinion. Based on government's official websites. That's where I make this claim, that there's no law requiring 99% of Americans to fall on paying income tax. Got it? It's not,
got it.
And then this stuff works. How do you know it works? Well, let's go down to step four. Step four, I have beaten the IRS myself, and so have our students, okay? Actual documented victories of myself and my students. These guys that claim all this utter nonsense, do they have any actual victories they can show you? No. Hey, show me how you beat the IRS. We don't have any examples. Well, I do. You see this list up right here of the documentation here. Okay, open it up, okay? And you see the proof is all there of all the stuff I'm claiming. The detailed proof is that you could click on his on his documentation, okay, and see the actual proof. Here is one of them. This is the IRS to me in Cincinnati, Ohio. It wrote to me in December 29, 2011, okay, and what they say: Internal Revenue Service previously filed a notice of federal tax lien against your property. That's me. You see my name on there? This notice is being withdrawn because I forced them to withdraw it. Okay? That's a victory that I tell you that I removed all that $663,000 tax liens well removed. Got it? You don't do all the stuff that out there nonsense. Just follow the seven-step plan at Freedom Law School's website. livefreenow.org, and you'll be free. Okay?
Yes. Yes. I will definitely go on there and look at that. I'm actually looking at some of it now because I can't see on the video because I'm on the phone now. But I will definitely look at that and see and reach out to you and maybe even join so as well.
And remember, I think you get a lot out of getting on Let's Go Brandon Rally. Watch my presentation on Monday because that's going to be my best presentation ever. The Monday class.
On Monday?
On Monday, yes.
Okay.
You go stream it online, Let's Go Brandon Rally. Let me tell you about that. Let's see. You go, let's go buy two tickets. Where's tickets? On the deal. Here, what ticket details. Okay?
Okay.
And you're streaming anyway.
Is that on the site as well?
Yeah, streaming replay is only $49. That's it. $49. It's cheap. And you're going to get all 3 days, not Friday night, but Saturday, Sunday, Monday. You'll get my most complete, newest update day, the whole, as much as I can give you one day, I'll give it to you. It's there.
Okay, beautiful.
Okay, very good.
Thank you
Any
so much.
You are most welcome, Deidre. Thank you for calling. You have any other people with questions?
No, I wanted to ask about W-2C wage correction form to have them correct the wages from wages, tips, taxes to labor. Do you know about that conversion?
What do you call that form again?
Well, it's called a W-2C, which is a wage correction form.
Oh,
so
that's another,
it's almost like
form.
That's for another time.
That's another baseless form that some people put out. But look, you cannot make up forms on your own that people do in the freedom movement. And
no, the W-2C, the IRS actually has that on their site, the W-2C wage correction.
Let me see. I'm going to go online right now.
I have them, so I know. I've seen it.
Well, mm-hmm.
I
can see. What is this for? W-2C form, right? And let's see what it says. See, let's go on my screen. WTC form. Oh, there it is. Okay. Let's see what it's about. Okay. WC, corrected wage and tax statement. Okay. 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 Got it. Well, you know what? I have not looked at it. Benny, we might check out this form. We might use this thing to correct these false W forms sent to the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Now that,
so,
you know,
yeah.
Hold on. The issuing party is the one I understand needs to correct it. That is the
employer.
Mm-hmm. The problem is, says, no, I don't do that. Every year we get your W-4, and based upon that we give you a W-2. That's nothing for me to correct. So people try to do it themselves. And the IRS may or may not recognize that. That's the only thing about
the employer. The employer has to do it. So that I know. The employer has to do the W-2C.
I can force Walmart. Stop.
Well, you
I
can't force them
Walmart
to do it.
To do that.
No, because if they don't do it.
Yes. What
then
do?
You could whistleblow. Then you could be the whistleblower and do the whistleblower form
too.
And send it to IRS.
Whistleblower.
IRS.
Too. IRS? Are you kidding?
Yeah.
IRS says, thank you for giving us false information that Deidre owes us money. IRS is going to say, no, you broke the law. We're going to come after you for giving more money to the IRS. Really? The IRS is not going to go after the employer for that. They love the employer to issue the false W-2, telling the IRS, I gave Deidre taxable income, so go after her. The IRS and the major media in this country, the whole corrupt establishment system, coerced, duped the employers to get a W-4 from Deidre. And then you have to, at the end of the year, give us a W-2 based upon that W-4 that Deidre had taxable income, steal from her paycheck. Now she has to file to get some of that money back. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir, boss. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll do IRS, whatever you say. That's how they done it. The IRS is out of
no. I pay taxes for a long time. I don't want to pay taxes anymore. I'm not volunteering anymore. I unvolunteer.
There you go. Stop volunteering and helping your enemies in IRS, U.S. Department of Injustice, false Bureau of Investigations, FBI, Criminal Intelligence Agency, CIA. That's right. These are criminal agencies, your enemies. Okay? You stop paying your enemies. Make your enemies stronger, more powerful to destroy you. Why? It makes no sense to this Iranian immigrant that came to a land of the free, home of the brave, that these Americans are allowing themselves to be voluntarily be slaves and work and support, give money to their masters to become more powerful and further put the rope tighter around the noose and hang them more and come after them. It makes no sense to me.
Yeah, I can't go down that road anymore. So I will go on the website, and I am going to reach out to you. Thank you so much for all that information.
You are most welcome. Glad to hear from you, Deidre. Okay?
All right. You have
anybody
a fantastic
else?
Night. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure. Any other questions, guys?
No, that's it. Car line is
closed. Comments online, Bill, all answered? Okay, very good. But folks, remember this. I love for you to live free. I would love to see a world full of live and let live, love and enjoy, but it's not my decision to make. You are the one that has to make the choice. You are the one and has to continue this journey of yours to know the truth, live the truth, be the truth. That you will be free. I invite you to continue on this process. And the best way to do that is at the same time, share the truth with others that you love. Army members, friends, co-workers first. Anybody else you know. Do that at the same time, folks. And with that, we'll all hopefully will live a free, prosperous, peaceful, harmonious love of joy together in a free America. Thank you for watching.